Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting
up and down the boulevard, they'll shout.
We're just singing in the studio, so we're just gonna let it play. I just want to take a minute and sing, so that's what we
I know,
did.
You did pretty good over
All
there.
All right, 5:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I was enjoying it.
I think David was singing, John was singing, I was singing. I think that's what we all needed. This. I mean, we're going to get a lot of singing tonight at the Keela Richardson concert. So, you know, whatever. Yesterday in
the I wonder what song she's going
to
do.
I can't wait to find out. I mean, I would expect that it's not going to be the things that you see on the show. I would expect that this is going to be like if you went to a Keela Richardson concert, this is what you'd get.
Or maybe a preview of what she's going to do.
I wouldn't think that. I
really?
Would think that'd be saved for the show.
Practice.
I don't know. I mean, you know, go tonight and see. You know, you can do it.
All right.
Yesterday, I love it when somebody gets really excited about goofy, nerd, science-y fun stuff. And Carrie Smith yesterday, County Commissioner for District 2 in Santa Rosa County, that's Milton, East Milton, got excited about something that he'd been wanting since he was a kid.
One of the things I want to tell you about is everybody, I don't know, there's a lot of young people in here, but they might not know who the Jetsons are. But the Jetsons, we had flying cars. And we're getting very close to having the flying cars.
Yes. I saw this bill come through, and, you know, I didn't think much of it, honestly, and we talked a little bit about it. But Carrie Smith is excited about this.
And it's going to, you're going to probably see the testing out in the public at the end of this year. It's that close. When I say close, because we currently have a test facility down in Auburndale, Florida. I used to live down there, actually, and it's down there around the Polk Parkway. We have acres. It's as big as a Daytona Speedway, basically. Maybe even bigger than that. It's a 2.5 mile course, and the infield is all. It's a lot of testing ranges and everything else. So they're in deep with the testing of the different. It's called vertiports. What we're looking at and putting into the local areas.
It's an airport for your flying car or your big drone, or maybe some company's got big ass drones. You know, some company's going to come along and call themselves that. I love what he says right at the beginning. Where is it?
Testing out in the public at the end of this year.
Oh, wait, no, that's not
testing
it.
Testing.
Oh, I can't. He's like, how close, you know? You said close. I said, how close? I don't know. It's early. Anyway, so he's excited about this, and I am too. I think this would be a lot of fun.
We're probably going to be looking in the future, and this is a warning to, and I'm pretty sure Sean knows these things, but we're going to be seeing a lot of new zoning coming around. This is when you start talking about vertiports, and it's going to be public-private partnerships that develop all of this stuff. But it'll be up to the counties to develop those vertiports.
So basically a place from which you can take off and land your private flying car is kind of the concept. Instead of an airport where it's, you know, commercial air travel and, you know, buses in the sky, this is sedans in the sky, which kind of we already have. But this is definitely something that the state is working on. The state put in a bill. Couple of things. One is I had always anticipated that if this ever did come to pass, and like the Moeller Sky Car has been, it's going to come out next month for the last 30 years. You know, like I remember in the 90s, we were, you know, oh man, they're going to come out with this. It's going to be so cool. We can all take off from our driveways and fly to work. And that has always been to me, that was the idea, is it was point to point. Well, so the vertiport doesn't really accomplish that. If you got to go to a place and then you got to get in your flying car and go from that place to the next place, and then it needs to take off from my driveway. Otherwise, it's just an airport, right? I mean, it's a little bit different kind of airport, but I don't, you know, but are we going to have zoning to allow what exactly? Zoning to allow proximity to these vertiports, zoning to allow you to have a vertiport in your backyard. I mean, I'll move the trampoline, you know, like what? I don't know. I don't know what it looks like, except that the changes to transportation could be dramatic, right? If we're all flying in the air, we're not driving on the roads, and all the people in Pace are like, hell yeah, we'll take that because of all the congestion, right? And then you think, oh, but wait, congestion in the air. Oh. And can we all agree that humans haven't demonstrated what I would describe as fantastic skill at driving cars when we're only dealing with two dimensions? And you're following an actual path on the ground, you know, with markings. There will not be any markings in the air. There will not be any lanes in the air. There's not going to be like floating buoys in the air to tell you that, you know, left turn here only on green. It's going to be utter chaos. And that does make me a little bit concerned.
And with those vertiports, you're going to see a big zoning change. And then you're going to see a difference on how we do business totally. So, and this is going to be happening to us, because all of these things are going to be coming along in the next 5 years. I think in the next 10 years, we're going to see transportation for passengers, probably on longer trips. But then your roadways are going to be more for your local and your freight and things like that. But long distance will probably be more of a vertical uplift. And it's really exciting stuff.
I mean, it is exciting, and yet at the same time, it's terrifying, like a lot of new technology. And, of course, will it be safe?
Look into it and see what you're going to find out, but it's going to come as a big surprise to most of the public when you see these things coming up in the next year, and it's really exciting stuff. So I've been upset all my life that we don't have flying cars yet, because I was a big Jetsons fan, and it looks like we're going to get them pretty soon. So at least in our lifetime, we'll see it. It's in the next probably 50 years, you're going to see a lot more exciting stuff, probably freight flying, but it's pretty cool stuff, and I just wanted to let you guys know about it.
I just feel like if we have flying cars, they absolutely ought to make that kind of noise, right? In fact, I've often thought, you know how you can, like, the electric vehicles manufacture noise, some of them anyway, to sound like real cars, you know, some of the sports cars and whatnot, muscle cars that are really electric vehicles, or, you know, like the electric motorcycles, they make them to sound like real motorcycles. I mean, if you can make a car sound like anything, you can make it sound like anything. You can make it sound like a Jetsons car. You can make it sound like a real gas engine. You know, I mean, you could make it sound like a bird for what, you know, the... You know, like it could be anything, right? It could be a lion roaring. It could be any sound, right?
Thank you, sir.
That's exciting, but it's also scary at the same time. People can't even drive automobiles, and we're going to put them up in an airplane?
That's it.
No, they're not going to have to fly them. It'll be automated. It'll all be automated. That's why I said, man, that changes the whole dynamics of a DUI. So, yeah, I share that fear with you. They'll be looking at their phones as they're flying. Yeah, that's scary stuff.
All right, I'll be the one to say it. That's a weird comment. I don't know where that came from. When you've been thinking about something a lot and you have all kinds of thoughts, like you've explored the terrain and some idea a bunch, and then it comes up in public, and just because you've been kind of playing in that space for a while, the odd comment that comes out of your mouth is, well, that'll change DUI for sure. You know, like, what?
What? Where did that even come from?
But that's probably, I don't know exactly, because if it's automated, it doesn't really matter, right? You just get in and go, and whether, you know, takes your drunk butt wherever it needs to go. So, I don't know, John, are you, I know you, I'm going to guess for you. Your answer is yes, immediately, as soon as I can.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to fly anyway, so.
My answer is no, please build a shield on my roof, give it 5 years, and then I'll get in one. Because.
Would you ride with me?
No.
Why?
I know you.
And?
Oh, well, no. Okay,
no,
to be
okay.
fair. To
I
be
know
fair,
you.
You would not ride with me.
Right.
But I would ride, because you drive your 8,000 horsepower car like, you know, the person your grandma thinks drives like a grandma.
Okay. 8,000 horsepower. I love
so
it.
So slow. Always in reserve. So you probably would be the most cautious pilot ever. It'd be my guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, because you wouldn't want to ding it.
No, not at all. Or scratch the paint or anything.
Right. So.
Oh, I wonder if we can get different paint colors.
You can get anything. It's a sky car. You can do anything you want.
Is it going to have like a bubble shield on it?
I don't know. Anything's possible.
We need to get radio antennas up there too.
For
radio.
To be able to listen to the show.
Yep.
They'd probably be built in the car.
Okay.
I would think. All right, that's it. Just a wild. I thought, you know, it was kind of a cool discussion, and it does seem to be on the verge of happening. But as a kid who has been wanting the sky car to be available for, honestly, 30 years, I'll get excited when they're available and when they're, you know, within the realm of affordability. I mean, if it's like $300,000, who cares? You know, I'm not buying one of those. I'm not buying another house just to fly a car. But if it starts to be in the, like, 50 grand range, oh, you know, pretty good. I'll take it. I'm Andrew McKay.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-478-6430 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-478-6430. That's 800-478-6430. What do you have to lose? Call 800-478-6430. Again, 800-478-6430. 6430.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thanks, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all. No duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve. Especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions. Because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
Hey, all the way. The Pensacola Navy Days 4K, presented by Baptist Healthcare, is Saturday, May 9th. This fun run starts at Plaza de Luna, runs up Palafox along Bayfront to Veterans Park, and back to Plaza de Luna. Registrants receive a commemorative Pensacola Navy Days medal and race shirt. You can run or walk, and when you return to Plaza de Luna, you can celebrate with a beverage and stick around for the Family Fun Fest. Register now at PensacolaNavyDays.org. That's PensacolaNavyDays.org.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
We will rebuild!
Yeah!
You're not familiar with this.
I've heard it, but okay, I don't know where.
Just let the man play.
Wish I could play like this.
Eddie Van Halen. Spanish Fly. I didn't get in the show yesterday for Cinco de Mayo.
No. Oh, speaking of that, how was your Cinco de Mayo?
Oh, fantastic, man. I made, what did I make? Tacos al pollo. I don't know. Pork. It was pork.
And did you put your toppings on there?
Toppings. What do you mean?
Like your cheese and your
I put a little bit of the crumble cheese. A
little bit of the crumble. A
little guacamole. And some, actually, pineapple. Grilled pineapple.
So did that ruin the flavor of the meat?
Well, no, because I did it right.
Were you able to taste the meat?
You're so bitter. You're bitter that I broke the rules on the Star Wars question.
Playing it.
You're bitter that I assaulted your basic understanding of Tex-Mex food. Which is, you know,
and
we'll
I'm a Texan. I mean, I understand it.
I know. What was I gonna do? I was gonna threw me off my game here for a second, which is fine, totally acceptable.
And what I can tell you from what the producers have talked about over many weeks of time is that matters. And I kind of joked that we didn't know what was going to happen last night, but we wanted to make it very difficult for producers to decide against coming here. And when you say that 8,000 or 9,000 people have collected tickets and thousands of people want to go to parades, and I can tell you the conversations that we've had with Keela's family and with producers is it was very noticed by all of the everybody working on the show, how much enthusiasm there was in Pensacola. And so I think our community rallied around Keela and did an awesome job of making it too difficult to choose otherwise, is the way I see it.
We are the kind of place that does that.
Yes.
We are the kind of place that does that, for sure. And I was just, told you as paying attention to this show only insofar as to watch Keela Richardson. But, you know, she's from Pensacola, obviously, or, you know, Pensacola, as some people are saying, and I like that. Jordan McCullough is from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which is outside of Nashville. And Hannah Harper is from Willow Springs, Missouri. I don't know where that is. You know where that is? Willow Springs, Missouri?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. But I got to believe that, you know, we are doing it better here in Pensacola with a parade and a concert and Blue Angels flyover. For the other thing, for the baseball game. But still, we'll take it. You know, it's pretty good.
I wish they would do that.
And that would be my hope, is that every time people come here and aren't really that familiar with Pensacola, they're like, oh, my God, this is great. You know, like, that was my reaction when we came here, you know, for the first time. And a lot of people come here for that. And that's kind of our idea, is just get people to come here and they'll fall in love with it.
There'll be a 4-minute segment during the finale. That is what they're coming in to shoot. So there'll be a during the 3-hour finale. It will air on May 11th. We are not trying to think about another event before we've got this big event in front of us
next Monday.
But I have had just a preliminary discussion about for the finale itself, if there would be some type of community watch party at the stadium or something like that.
That'd be fun.
More to come. And obviously I won't see you guys, or I would see you right before then. Something would come out this week. So that is not set in stone yet. And that would be obviously nothing to the degree of what we're doing for this homecoming celebration, but in terms of maybe opening the doors, having concessions open, and being able to watch together on the Jumbotron for the finale and watch this Pensacola segment on May 11th. So more to come on that. That is not finalized yet, but we are looking into that.
So next Monday will be the first time for me that I'm going to be watching the show at least somewhat live. I'll watch it live enough so I can vote.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to, because I never watch these. I never watch anything live, almost anything live. Even, John, how far behind am I in baseball typically?
Pretty far. A
couple days at least.
At least. Because I can't talk about it.
Yeah, tough for you. I just, I literally just finished listening to Saturday's baseball game, you know, because I don't need to know right away. In fact, it always irritates me because, like on TV, they're always telling you the scores for last night. I'm like, I don't want to know. And I think that anybody who's the kind of fan that would want to know will already know. It's one of those things where, especially for TV scores, I always think, okay, who needs the information that's being put up on the screen? Because it's annoying to me because it ruins the outcome for me, and then I don't get to watch it. Like, you know, well, Andrew could watch it real time. I know. I'm just saying. But the kind of people who do care about the score already know it. There's nobody – I'm a Cardinals fan, okay? There's nobody who's a Cardinals fan – that wants to know what the score was last night, because I do not want to know what the score was last night because I haven't watched the game yet. There's nobody who is a Cardinals fan who doesn't know the score already, wakes up, looks at the news like, oh, excellent, we won. They already know on their phone. They already know on, you know, social media. They already, right? Am I wrong about this?
No, you're not wrong at all.
It's a weird piece of information that TV produces for nobody who wants it.
Oh.
There's nobody who wants it. Anyway, my own theory about this. So, yeah, one thing exciting about all this is, as the mayor says, this is a thing where we can all come together. I have been surprised. There are some people who do not like her and are, I mean, what's wrong with you? What's wrong? Like, seriously, what's wrong with you? This is an all good, all positive thing. Get excited. It's going to be a great concert.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Time out by President Trump pausing the U.S. Navy's action to guide ships through the Strait of Hormuz for a short period of time in hopes of sparking a peace deal with Iran. A presidential power on display at the polls.
The results in Indiana were a clear display of President Trump's influence over the GOP. The five Republican state Senate incumbents who lost to Trump-backed challengers overnight all opposed the president's push to redraw the state's congressional map. One incumbent survived. Another race has yet to be called.
Fox's Madeline Rivera reporting. Trump ally Vivek Ramaswamy captures the Republican nomination for Ohio governor.
We will deliver you lower costs, bigger paychecks, and better schools.
He takes on Democrat Dr. Amy Acton in November. A former Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown wins the Democratic primary. He'll take on the Republican Senator John Husted. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 71 degrees, partly cloudy skies this morning. We'll get a full check on our forecast with Channel 3. That's up in just a few minutes. Well, preparations are underway for today's big celebration for one of Pensacola's own. Kela Fest is being held downtown in honor of Kela Richardson. Of course, she took her place in the top three on American Idol Monday evening. Now, this afternoon's homecoming celebration includes a parade and a concert at the Hunter Amphitheater.
The amphitheater, which I believe is going to be 5,000 tickets in total, you recall, sold out in about 54 minutes. And as of this morning, maybe 8:30 or so this morning, I think almost 5,000 of the overflow tickets of the 6,200 available are gone. So that's as of about an hour ago. So there's about 1,300 left for the overflow in the stadium.
And again, that was from yesterday's morning press conference with Mayor D.C. Reeves. If you still want to get a ticket into that overflow seating, you can look at KelaFest.com and see if there's any of those seats still available. The mayor was wearing his black and gold Pensacola T-shirt at that press conference. That's also a term that was used by Ryan Seacrest on American Idol on Monday. But the mayor said the city actually had those shirts printed days ago, so that was coincidental. Now, that parade on Palafox begins at 4 p.m. tonight, the concert at 6:30. Well, Spirit Airlines will be missed. News Radio's Chris Bryan with this report. He says Pensacola's airport was prepared.
Pensacola International already working on a plan to fill the gap left by Spirit Airlines' sudden shutdown. Pensacola International already has a plan to fill the gap left by Spirit Airlines' sudden shutdown. Spirit accounted for about 7% of all the seats in and out of PNS, and airport officials say Breeze and Frontier Airlines have already stepped in to cover the Orlando and Fort Lauderdale markets. Even without Spirit, Pensacola still offers 7 airlines for travelers. Chris Bryant, News Radio, 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says that teen takeover trend has expanded, and over the weekend it expanded from Pensacola Beach to the Cordova Mall. He says law enforcement's response is the same, regardless of where those takeovers are held. Fights reportedly broke out at the mall in an incident handled by PPD.
Youngsters have been meeting up at the beach, been meeting
which
up
is
at
lawful.
The mall.
Which is,
you can certainly go to the beach. The problem is when you get large crowds, they get a little bit unruly. In the case at the mall, and I'm not going to speak entirely for the Pensacola Police Department, but as I understand, a bunch of fights took place, and you've got to be able to maintain order. And that's the same thing we said at the beach. We're not going to tolerate it.
And Sheriff Chip Simmons there. He says the sheriff's office successfully discouraged the large beach takeover event last weekend through heavy deputy presence, but organizers appear to have simply moved it elsewhere. It's 534 here at News Radio, 92.3. excuse me. Florida's largest teachers union is suing the state. The Florida Education Association filing a lawsuit yesterday against the Florida Department of Education. The plaintiffs also include parents, school board members, and civil rights groups. They claim the state is violating Florida's constitution by using tax dollars to fund private and charter schools. It is 5:35, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather
forecast.
We will
have some cloudy skies today with a 20% chance of a light sprinkle, high near 83. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72 degrees. For Friday, showers and thunderstorms, 60% chance of rain, high near 82. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 65. On Friday, another 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 77 and a low near 68. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEART Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
We've got 71 degrees with partly cloudy skies right now. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Nicole Murray with your money now. Novo Nordisk shares gained 6% after the company hiked its 2026 full-year guidance on the back of increased expectations for GLP-1 product sales. The company said first quarter sales jumped 32% to reach $15.2 billion. CEO Mike Doustdar told CNBC that Novo's Wegovy brand now has 65% of all new prescriptions in the U.S. A Pennsylvania-based snack food maker has voluntarily recalled some of its potato chips because they have the potential to be contaminated with salmonella. Utz Quality Foods recalled some Zaps and Dirty Potato Chips. No illnesses have been reported. Job openings slipped in March amid a decline in professional and business services, but a surge in hiring to a more than two-year high suggested the labor market is regaining its footing. The Labor Department reports job openings were down by 56,000 to nearly 6.9 million by the last day of March. Futures are moderately higher on renewed hopes for an Iran deal. Dow futures are up by more than 300 points. That's your money now.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Edit, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You don't always have time to sit and listen. That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does. Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Caught in a trap. I can't walk
Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Chip Simmons, who is the Escambia County Sheriff, who has been, unfortunately, necessitated a lot of activity on social media, putting out stories, explaining the law, teaching people what they did not know, all of which is very important. We'll get to it. But, Chip, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Great. Let's first talk about the one that I think probably caught the most people by surprise, mm-hmm. which this really bizarre case involving a corrections officer from Santa Rosa County and child abuse. And as you investigated that case, you found out that the daycare where these children were going, a 1- and a 3-year-old, that what you tell me, because now we've had the daycare worker operator has been arrested because of failure to report, right?
Well, that's it. Yeah. If you recall, we had a Denisha Blunt, I believe is her name. We had a Denisha Blunt that took a 3-year-old into a medical facility to get some. You got me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah. So we had one lady, Denisha Blunt, bring a 3-year-old into a medical facility for some treatment. And when the medical staff became suspicious, he took off with that child, if you recall.
Yep.
So they went to Santa Rosa County, tried the same thing. We used some of our license plate readers to help us identify where that car is, stopped it. And then we launched an extensive investigation because all we charged them with at this point was felony neglect for the care. We're still trying to piece together exactly who committed the crime of the child abuse in the first place. In doing so, we contacted the individuals at the daycare, the Children's Point Learning Academy, where we understood that the 3-year-old and the 1-year-old was actually attending. And when we did so, we talked to a number of the workers there, including the director, and found out that they had documented on at least 3 different occasions that we could see some bruising and some suspected abuse, and even took photographs of that. But what they did not do, what the director did not do, Tanisha Woods, she did not report, and she's mandated to report by state statute any abuse because of her position. She's supposed to report it and identify herself.
How does that happen? I mean, if you know enough to document the abuse, you recognize abuse, you know your mandatory report as your position as a child, like 3 different times?
The 3 different documentation.
Good Lord. Like, yeah. These kids are being abused, and somebody who is in an official position to know and do something to stop it does nothing. Except,
they documented the information. They took pictures of it.
Yeah.
And then did not do the number one thing you're supposed to do, and that's report it to the abuse hotline. I don't have any excuses.
Yeah.
For anyone like that.
And it sounds like she wouldn't have been the only one. I mean, it sounds like if there
were other employees there, but the thought there is the other employees told the director and the director
was supposed to do it. Okay.
And again, we didn't want to really get into that
too much. Okay. But then you said something when you put out this video yesterday that this was the part that caught me by surprise, is you said, and I knew that teachers and social workers and law enforcement officers and judges all, and medical personnel all have an obligation to report child abuse. Of course, that's right. Been that way for forever. But you said that anybody over the age of 18, who any citizen, any person in the state is obligated to report child abuse to the abuse hotline. Is that?
That is correct. That law changed a couple of years ago, as I recall. It used to be certain people in positions, again, you talked about medical professionals, law enforcement, teachers, they were mandated to report. Now, everyone over the age of 18 is a mandatory reporter, but you can do it anonymously through the abuse hotline that I just mentioned. But if you were in those positions in law enforcement, daycare workers, you not only have to report, but you also you cannot do so anonymously.
Okay, and I looked at, because this is what I do, Chapter 39.201, a person is required to report immediately to the central abuse hotline established in writing through a call to the toll-free. You can report it anyway, but if any of the following has occurred, child abuse, abandonment, neglect, and it goes on by an adult other than parent, by anybody, like, it says a person. So we are all, and I, listen, you know, my job is to know everything that happened. I don't remember this law going into place, but this means that essentially you're committing a crime if you fail to report.
Yes, you're violating a violation of state statute.
That's correct. That's a very important PSA that people don't know about.
I love that. We need to be able to protect our children. And,
yeah.
You know, we have, unfortunately, over the last couple of months, not just in Escambia County, but I think Santa Rosa County had a brutal child abuse case as well.
Yeah.
And we need to be able to protect our children. People need to understand they have a responsibility that, again, basically, if you see something, then you need to say something. In this particular case, you need to report to the abuse hotline. And then they'll be followed up on.
Absolutely. No, and again, I just, you know, to clarify, in case it hasn't been made abundantly clear, if you are an adult and you suspect that there is abuse, abandonment, or neglect going on with a child, you're obligated by law to report it, or you are now guilty of a criminal violation. And that's relatively new. So to the abuse hotline. But you can do it anonymously.
That's true. And I will tell you, some people don't know. Is it abuse or is it discipline or is it a horseplay? I can tell you that Gulf Coast Kids House has a free training on their website on what to look for. So if you've got time, please go to Gulf Coast Kids House. They can give you some pointers on what to look for if you're not sure. You know, if you're not sure, then I would go ahead and report it, and then they can take a look at it.
And by the way, that includes sexual abuse as well, just to make sure that we're clear about that.
Yeah, you cannot weaponize this. Remember, you cannot intentionally report abuse that didn't
take place. False reports are a crime, too.
False reports are a crime, right. So, because we've had situations where people want to get someone in trouble, or there's a custody battle, there's all sorts of things. But again, what we want to do at the bottom line here is to protect our children.
By the way, it is 1-800-962-2873, or if you want to think about it this way, it's 96 abuse. You spell it out on your phone, 96 abuse. Back to Sheriff Chip Simmons. We had another incident also involving a, you know, kind of advisory. This one I think most people might know, but as far as the law goes, you had two different incidents, one with the Oakwood Terrace shooting from a couple weeks ago. And there you have a woman who's been charged with assisting, you know, picked up a gun.
Assisting, to say the least.
Yeah, facilitating, yeah. Coordinating.
In fact, we put a little video excerpt out, two different ones of her assisting. And, you know, if you want to know what assisting looks like, it's giving someone a gun to go involve yourself in a shootout. And then also from a separate individual that has already been shot and laying on the ground, going and picking up his gun and then discarding it. That's a crime.
Damaging evidence, destroying, hiding evidence.
Obstruction of the investigation. Yeah. That's correct. So, all of the above.
So rearming the people involved in the illegal activity and destroying the evidence that they were involved in it after the fact. Both. If you help a felon, you
become a felon. That's that's a lot of felon right there.
Yeah.
She did a lot of obstructing.
Well, I don't know. I was just here in my shower cap watching. No, we see. You know, we see what happened. But you had another case, too, where a mom transported her son accused of murder across many state lines, right?
Yeah, I remember this is the guy we caught over in Phoenix, Arizona, and people are like, well, why'd it take you so long to find him? Well, because mama came from Montgomery, picked him up the very next day, took him to Montgomery, then he went, I think, to Houston and then to Phoenix, and he was going to try to go to El Paso, but we were able to, Marshall's Task Force, we were able to pick him up over there. So we ended up charging Mama. Her name is Sonia Cross McAdoo of Montgomery with principal to the murder because we have what we think is really good evidence that she knew what took place. And the very next day, she comes to town, pick up Junior, and take him over to Montgomery.
So when you tell your kids, hey, if you get into trouble, I don't care what you did, just make sure you call me. Don't include in that a promise to travel them across state lines to avoid law enforcement.
Well, and people make decisions, and ultimately you find yourself in jail and in prison because of it.
Crazy, crazy. And connected to a murder. It's a very serious case. You also had a kind of an odd case, but we need to talk about it, of some kids in a van, in a white, you know, kind of like a molester's van, basically, offering candy to other kids as part of a TikTok challenge.
Yeah, I wasn't aware. I'm not much of a TikToker, as you can imagine. But we got a report.
I don't know. I see you for the dance videos.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm out there. I can tell you that we got a report that there was a white car with a couple of white guys in it behind a school bus, and then when a kid got off a school bus right in his front yard, and it was on video, the kids pulled up and offered him candy. And we're like, well, that seems odd. Why would you do that? Now, you know, a lot of kidnappers don't necessarily follow that close to the school buses. However, we wanted to check it out.
Yeah.
And we wanted to make sure that
this suspicious activity
was not something more sinister. And what we were able to find out, because a lot of these buses have cameras, fortunately, and this car also passed a different bus, we were able to get his tag. We didn't use our license plate readers. We actually just ran the tag. And we talked to him, and I said, yeah, it's a TikTok challenge. And apparently they come up on school kids, offer them candy, and see what they do. I guess watch them run or, you know, see their reactions. How stupid is this?
Yeah.
You know, and it's not the first TikTok challenge that I've said those particular words. How stupid is that? There's one about kicking doors in. There's a bunch of different acts of stupidity that you see on social media. This particular one, we were talked to them. We talked to the kid's family, the 10-year-old's family, explained to them what was going on. We talked to the kids and that did this and talked to their families. And well, there's not necessarily a crime. You know, it's not a crime to ask a kid if he wants candy.
Right.
It's just one of those things where we want to make sure that we ran it down.
Well, and if you're in any vehicle, but a suspicious-looking vehicle, and I mean, you know, parents carry guns. Parents get upset. You know, parents or just, you know, don't like the fact that you're offering their kid candy. You know, they wouldn't be justified, but you can see how somebody could get hurt over this because it can be very easily understood as a bad thing.
And even if it's not deadly force, even if it's just a confrontation, right? I will tell you that if I see someone talking to my kids mm-hmm. and they're driving away, I might actually get in the car and follow them until I can contact authorities. And who knows how that those types of situations could end. So,
right.
Yeah, it could be you put people in fear. And when you put people in fear for their children, people react a lot different than they normally would.
You had a takeover at Cordova Mall. I know it's in the city. Of course, you used to be the chief of police. You successfully thwarted or discouraged them from going to the beach, but I guess they changed venues and went to Cordova Mall or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's the same people. Apparently, it's another one of those social media things where let's all meet up here, let's all meet up mm-hmm. there. They have been meeting up at the beach. They've been youngsters have been meeting up at the beach, been meeting
which
up
is
at
lawful,
the mall. You can certainly go to the beach. The problem is when you get large crowds, they get a little bit unruly. And the case at the mall, and I'm not going to speak entirely for the Pensacola
sure.
Police Department, but I understand a bunch of fights took place, and you've got to be able to maintain order. And that's the same thing we said at the beach. We're not going to tolerate it. We're going to have plenty of deputies out there, and if you violate the law, you're going to go to jail. Yeah, it's just as simple as that. This is not going to be a Panama City and a Jacksonville and a Daytona Beach where they think they can just go there and be lawless. We're not going to tolerate that kind of thing. We invite people to go to the beach. You can hang out. You can do most anything as long as it's legal.
You know, my dad, who was a pastor, and he back in the long time ago, he'd ridden with the police and was like the police chaplain back in like Michigan. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, the one thing you need to understand about the police is we don't pay them to lose street fights.
Yeah. Yeah.
and they don't. People.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's.
Well, and here's my thought. I always want to, I feel like people have elected me as a sheriff to police this community the way they would expect to be policed mm-hmm. and to treat people like they're the family. And how safe do you want to be when you go to the beach, when you go to the mall? And that's what we're going to do. We're going to do whatever we can to make sure that your stay at the mall or at the beach or wherever it is safe, and we're going to continue to do so.
Absolutely. Last thing we just want to mention is you have a memorial coming up Monday. Is that right?
Yeah, Monday is the Escambia County Sheriff's Office Law Enforcement Memorial, 9:00 in the morning, right up front. The public's invited. We will honor those who made that ultimate sacrifice, gave the life in line for the residents of Escambia County.
Yeah, we learned from we learned from Sheriff Johnson yesterday that, you know, they're adding a name to their wall because they had an officer get a heart attack, and if you're on duty, connected all that, the way that defines as being an on-duty loss. But remembering everybody who puts their life at risk every day. I mean, I've got a kid who wants to, you know, grow up and be a sheriff. I mean, you know, we think about these things pretty seriously.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to, if you recall, I called in last week because I was going to the state memorial because we are adding Jeremy Cassidy to our wall as well. He passed away late last year. And then we'll be having our memorial on Monday, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. The following that Wednesday to add Jeremy Cassidy to the National Monument as well.
Very serious stuff. Sheriff, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, a pleasure keeping us safe, informing us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
Absolutely. 5:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3 congratulates Andrew McKay on being the only broadcaster to make Florida's 50 over 50 list for 2026. For more than a decade, Andrew has kept Escambia and Santa Rosa counties informed, covering local meetings, interviewing officials, and breaking down big stories that matter. He takes pride in keeping the community informed and making sense of the headlines that shape our daily lives. It's a well-earned honor for a voice our community trusts every morning. Congratulations, Andrew, from News Radio 92.3.
You ever look at your bank account and think, okay, that could be better? Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
Good morning, 5:56 here on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, informative, local, dependable. Red Hot Chili Peppers always in style here. This is fast. You know how we're always talking about various. I probably ought to do it. If I'm going to do it, I ought to do it, and that's fine. I'll just give me 2 seconds here, and give me the proper. There we go. All right.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
You and Nexus, huh? I designed your eyes.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Shall we play a game?
All right, so a couple of quick tech updates. First of all, 40%, 4 in 10 job candidates have quit the hiring process because the hiring process included an interview round with AI.
What?
Seriously. Now, I don't know which is the weirder part of this story. Is it the weird part that people are quitting the process instead of they don't want to interview with an AI? Or is it the fact that job people are offering jobs and then forcing you to sit down with an AI for an interview? Oh, I would 100% quit that job. I'm not continuing with this. Give me people. Can you imagine going to work at a place and they sit you down with an AI to do an interview? I am absolutely not taking that job.
No. Listen,
I mean, 83% of U.S. job seekers have been interviewed by AI. Are you kidding? And that's up 13% from just 6 months ago. It's a serious professional turnoff. 38% of candidates have already withdrawn from hiring process because it included an AI interview. Would you like to have a job? And another 12% say they would drop out if they were required to do an AI interview. Think about it. What's the number one thing that people are worried about a career right now? Will AI replace me? Well, you don't want to go to work at the company where their first instinct is to use AI for everything, including in the hiring process, if you're worried about the AI replacing you in the long run.
Exactly.
Right? Because the kind of company that would use AI for the hiring process will absolutely fire your, they will definitely replace you with a computer if they have the chance. By the way, I had not heard of this. Have you heard of, I'm trying to remember who I was talking to about this, but, we were talking about how, jobs are scarce. You know, people have a hard time finding jobs. And the person I was talking to had said, yeah, they're actually hard to find right now. And a lot of times I'll go at an interview, and after basically the second round, they tell me the job just doesn't exist.
What?
Ghost jobs.
Oh, I've heard that term.
Companies posting jobs that don't, they're not actually hiring for. Either they've already settled on an internal candidate, or apparently there were some incentives baked in maybe during the Biden administration just to encourage companies to hire. Well, the way it was written, all you had to do was post the job. You didn't have to actually hire people. So that's what companies did. You telling me there's AI hires and fake ghost jobs? Come on.
Local news every hour.